Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Grace unto you and peace from our God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ, and happy Labor Day Monday. Welcome to Resurrect the Republic Truth Radio Broadcast with Rudy and Aaron Davis from the Year of Jubilee Weekly Update. Tonight, we are reporting on the case of Gary Michael Northington and Richard Tauss, as well as a few other incarcerated individuals. Tonight, we would just love it if you would call us and give us your ideas for solutions. The number is 1-800-313-9443. Thank you very much for tuning in tonight.
Amen. You know, it's a holiday for a lot of folks, and praise God for that. Holidays are a good thing, but if you're stuck in a hellhole prison, I don't think they give you a holiday.
Nope.
So we advocate for prisoners. You know, advocating for prisoners can get a little down from time to time. You know, we had somebody text us this week, Aaron and I did, and they said, why do people ignore American political prisoners?
What a great question. We really appreciate that question.
Yeah, I loved it. It was like, you know, and I said, who is this, first of all? You know, it was Brian up in Alaska, and we have a good friend, Brian, that advocates for Schaefer Cox. And I said, well, here's what I said, Aaron. I said, first of all, there's no money in it. It's not like you're going to get rich advocating for American political prisoners.
You're going to get poor.
Yeah. And second of all, everybody's terrified. They're more terrified of this government than they are of God. And God tells us to remember our brothers in bonds as if they are ourselves. But most people just don't care or don't think it's going to affect them. It's not like something that they're interested in. You know, it doesn't affect their personal life. They don't think it does, but it actually does. You know, I learned, Aaron, that there's close to 2.3, maybe 2.5 million prisoners in this country. This country puts more people in prison per capita than any other place on earth. And I looked up the census, the 2010 census for Dallas, and there was like 1.2 million people in Dallas.
That's right.
There's 2.5 million people in American prisons. That's like every person I see on the road, every single person in the apartment complex, everybody at the Quickie Mart and the Jiffy Lube and the Best Buy and the Townies Mall. I mean, everybody on 635, and double that. Just put them all in prison.
Can you believe it?
Can you believe that we got 2.5 million people in prison in this country? The most insane thing ever going on. And what's that song, Aaron? I'm glad to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. That's got to be the biggest joke. If you don't listen to that song and either want to cry or vomit, then you're not awake. You know, it's never a bad time to read the Bible, and we are going to cover as best as we can the case of Gary Michael Northington, who's been in prison over 30 years, and also the case of Richard Tauss, who's also been in prison over 30 years. Both of those men were part of our armed services. I believe they were both in the Army. And the challenge with covering their stories is that the men who were advocating for them the loudest, one of them's name is Officer Jack McLamb. He died of cancer in 2014, I believe. He's got a wonderful secretary named Carol Asher that we speak to from time to time. There's another man named Captain Rudy Blaum that used to advocate for Richard Tauss, and he's since died. So what happens with these military men when they get thrown in the hole and America has forgotten about them? And these are true heroes. If you've read some of their books, both of them have written books, and we're going to cover some of their stories. But you know, covering a prison ministry, you can't, like, we were very fortunate to get Free Laser on the phone a week ago, and he actually spoke to us from prison, but that can't happen all the time. And sometimes these men are stuck in there for 30 years, and the people that were advocating and knew their story the best, they die. And so we have to pick up, and I got to tell you, Aaron, it gets a little depressing, but we know that the Lord can sustain us, and he keeps us onward, onward Christian soldiers, and so we're just going to occupy till he comes. But I get a lot of encouragement, and I get a lot of my sustenance from the Bible, and I'd like to read Daniel chapter 3 if you don't have anything else to add. No, we're good? Okay. Well, Daniel chapter 3, this is our story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It's one of my favorite stories, and it's a small passage. I want to read it to you guys because when I read it, I get a whole lot of encouragement. Daniel chapter 3, the king is speaking. He says, "Ye fall down, you know, ye fall down and worship the image which I have made well. But if you worship not, you shall be cast the same hour into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? Ye fall down." It reminds me of Daniel Shaver in the middle of that hallway when that officer Philip Brailsworth has got his firearm pointed at him, and he's in his tyrannical, you know, black suit with his black boots, and he's saying, "Get your arms up, get on the ground, get on your knees." He might as well just be yelling at humanity. He's got "Your F-U-C-K-D" etched on his gun. So they're yelling at us, you know, "Get down, lick our boots, get down on the ground." And then, so you got the king telling them, "Hey, when the music plays, get down on the ground. Get down on the ground, boy." You guys, what was that movie? It's about best prison movie in the history of the world, as far as I'm concerned. And he says, "What we have here,
Fonda,
is a failure to communicate." Can't remember the name of it. Maybe somebody will call in and remind
Jack
me.
Jack.
It was a great movie, by the way, but in any event, what did Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego say? Because what they said, I think, is the best answer ever recorded in the history of mankind. This is the best answer to tyranny ever recorded, and it's right there in the Bible in Daniel chapter 3. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, "O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful." The Bible says, "Be careful for nothing." "We are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king." I love that answer. It's like, our God is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. But if not, this is the part I like. It's like, even if he don't deliver us, "be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up." Then was Nebuchadnezzar full of fury, and he had his men throw him in the burning fiery furnace. But you can just hear the Christians that are around when they're standing up and they're not bowing down, the so-called fake Christians that claim to have a relationship with God, but they're more scared of the government than they are of God. "Just bow down. You're making the king mad. Don't get him so mad. He's going to get really angry with you."
Well, you know what I thought about was God didn't take them out of the fire. God stood in the fire with them. But you know what, Rudy? We have a call here. Let's go to our caller, Rhonda in Missouri. We'd love to hear from you.
How you doing, Rhonda?
I'm good. How are you?
Great.
Cool Hand Luke. That was the name of the movie. Remember that one, Rhonda?
No, I don't know. I mean, I've heard of it, but I never watched it. So.
Oh, it's
anyway.
A good one.
Wanted to call because you guys were talking about the story of Jeffrey Winehouse, and I'm in Missouri, so.
Oh, good.
We know Jeffrey. We just spoke to him about an hour ago.
Oh, okay. Well, it's really weird how this worked out. But so I wrote to the governor and I said, you know, "Can you consider giving him a pardon or looking into his case and giving him a pardon? And at the very least, can you help him with his medical issues?" Because he said he had some medical issues, like boils or something.
Right, yeah, he's dealing with some very serious medical issues. You're right, Rhonda.
Yeah, so then later on, there's another talk show host, Dr. Jennifer Daniels, and surprise, surprise, she had a show on that shortly after that, I think the next week. But she was talking about, she's on Sunday morning, and I think it was last week's show, it's in the archives, but she was talking about boils, and it's definitely malnutrition, but I think maybe what's happening is, I think it has to do with vitamin K, calcium, and if you don't have a balance of those two things. He needs to eat more greens or something, you know, like lettuce and stuff, but not iceberg lettuce, the good stuff. Yeah, like he's in prison, right? He's going to get that. But that would totally help clear it up. I mean, not totally, but that's one thing. But you have access to the archives, so you can go back if you wanted to and listen to her. She's Dr. Jennifer Daniels. It was last week's program, but she has a lot of good health tips in there. But I never heard back from the letter that I wrote, but I did send it. So, you know, I thought, poor guy. But, you know, I did have a thought when I looked up that the governor, he was in the sheriff's department. And I was right? like, uh-oh, was he in the same one?
Well, I hope not.
I looked him up. It was a different county, but I was like, oops, you know, if sheriffs were on him, you know, and he was a sheriff, I'm thinking, how much sympathy is he going to give him, right?
Yeah.
That was in the 90s, and Winehouse was in the 2000s, so totally different era there a little bit. But, so I just wanted to let you know that, you know, I don't know if he can get some special concessions. I mean, it's just a little bit of lettuce, you know, preferably organic. I know he's in prison, but... it's the vitamin K too in the lettuce, not
well,
iceberg
thank you
either.
Thank you for writing to the governor there. I'm sure Jeff really appreciates that. And another thing about the prison meals, they're mostly soy based to make them into soy boys.
Oh no, I couldn't survive. I'd just say put me in an electric chair because I can't eat anything that's on the plate. I don't eat gluten. I don't eat wheat. I don't eat, you know, I would just be a mess. So I couldn't do it. Not like they have a choice, right? But anyway, so yeah, if he can maybe, you know, get some better nutrition, because it's a lot of things stem from malnutrition. And I know he's in prison, but
God bless you, Rhonda, for writing a letter. And also don't hesitate to drop a postcard or write him a letter. You know, we've got his address on the website, Year of Jubilee, spelled with one E, just like the King James Bible. Write him a letter and just let him know what you find out. And I don't know I don't think he has a very big selection, but I do know when his family visits him, he looks forward to, you know, the microwave dinners that he gets in the visitation room. And he says that they're so much better than what he gets normally from day to day. I've heard horror stories from these prisoners. Ed Brown has told me stories, and I know they don't get good food in those prisons, but it's a for-profit system, so they try to save as much money as they can. But I know he'll appreciate your letter, and God bless you for writing a letter to the governor. I wish the whole country would care as much about Jeff as you do.
Might hold a little bit more weight if everybody, like, you know, you have different prisoners in different states, and I think if the person that's writing the letter is from the state that, you know, they're in prison, it probably holds a little bit more weight than, say, me writing to somebody, a governor that's Arkansas or, you know, Alabama or something.
Definitely.
Don't you think?
Yes, definitely. And I think there might be a rally coming up there in Missouri locally for you. If you want to stay in touch, we can definitely let you know where and when that's going to happen.
For rally for Jeffrey?
Yeah, I think in Franklin County there's three. I'm not sure about the legal situation, but there's three different cases right now that are very similar, and they're getting a lot of attention in the news that are local to maybe Franklin County, with bad prosecutors and a bad judge. And
okay, where's Franklin County? Is that south?
Oh, I'm not too sure, but when I get more details, I'll be sure to let everyone know.
Okay, I'm right outside of St. Louis myself, so I don't know. I mean, I could do it, but, you know, I'd have to, like, plan, and if it's on a Saturday, it's definitely doable, but, yeah. Yeah, okay,
right.
So you'll talk about it more in the future then?
Yes, and I saw an article today, and it was about Missouri. It was in STL, which is stlouistoday.com. I'm not sure the date on it, but the headline was, St. Louis prosecutor says she'll no longer accept cases from 28 city police officers. So she sees the corruption, and, you know, her name is Kim Gardner, and
She's given the police department an exclusive an exclusion list of officers that she's willing to represent. They're so bad up there.
Oh, wow. Wow. Yeah. Well, I'm outside of St. Louis, so Franklin County, it sounds familiar. I think it might be off of Highway 44 or 55, or it's not off of 70 where I am. But it's fine. You know, again, if it's a weekend, that would be ideal. If you could... Listen to me. I'm talking about organic lettuce, and we're doing a, you know, schedule, so it's good for me.
Yeah.
But anyway. It is good to get local support. I understand what you're saying there, and we are working with some local people there. There's a girl named Christy, and she's trying to organize everyone with a guy named Matt and a bunch of other people to help Jeffrey and bring these other cases all together and tie them up and connect the dots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then. All right, well, thanks for taking my call.
God bless you, Rhonda.
Bye.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
You know, we've got just a few minutes before the 20-minute break, and I want to play one of Gary Michael Northington's song. He called me from prison. I put the phones in the sink in the bathroom so I could get the best acoustics. Keep in mind, this man has been in prison over 30 years, and he's making a joyful noise to the Lord. And if we could have that first song, sir.
It starts out, it's in 3/4 time, it starts, you should probably be 6/8, or wrote it in 6/8, I think. But it goes, up in heaven, where I'm bound to, God is always holy, worthy, and true. He has been there longer than the sea, more than the greatest men, sovereign and free. Faithful ways in this life, yes, in our lives. Keep our souls free from strife, free in His love, faith in Jesus. Oh, yes, our faith, everlasting. In Him we pray, lead me home, lead me always from this life. And that's just part of that.
Very good. That's Gary Michael Northington. Officer Jack McLam advocated for him up until he died in 2014 of cancer. And Gary Michael Northington is still in prison. And we're going to read an article about Gary Michael Northington later on in the broadcast. But everything that I've seen from Gary Michael Northington, he was in the military, and we're going to cover that. But he also was a whistleblower on this satanic ritual abuse. If you've ever heard of the movie or the documentary or the book, Franklin Cover-Up, Gary Michael Northington wrote another book very similar to that, John DeCamp's book, Satanic Deception, and that book is available on the website. You can download it for free. I encourage you to read it. I encourage you to become familiar with Gary Michael Northington and his story, because he became aware of some society members that were basically satanic worshipers of the devil, and he started to blow the whistle on those individuals. He became familiar with the MKUltra program, and he went to the chief of police in his local community. Unfortunately, the chief of police in his local community was a member of one of these societies, and things did not go well for him. So we're going to continue to collect information. We've taken a few of his phone calls from prison. Unfortunately, he can't call us tonight, but we have recorded those, and we've uploaded those to Year of Jubilee. And he writes us letters from time to time, and we scan those letters, and we put them up on his webpage. We've got over 33 letters from Gary Michael Northington, and I encourage you to check him out. We're going to play another one of his songs and read an article about him when we come back. But let's not forget our brothers in bonds, and let's not bow a knee to tyranny no matter how bad things get. We'll be right back after the break.
Let me tell you how it's going to work, kids. You work hard like your parents both did. Everything you earn by breaking your backs, we're going to redistribute when we make our pay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, the flood down in Texas.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Network with Rudy and Aaron Davis from the Year of Jubilee website. We're giving you our weekly update, and before we do, I'm going to read Isaiah 59:14. It says, "And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off. For truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter." So, what a prediction that was.
Truth has fallen in the street. It's Labor Day, the year 2018. It's a holiday for hardworking folks all across this country, but it's not a holiday if you're in prison. Gary Michael Northington's been in prison over 30 years, and I made a small list. My wife told me not to read the list because she said that depresses her. And I said it's small, but it ended up being a long list, actually.
I just always remember Joyce wants to talk about solutions. And
yeah, we need to talk about solutions, but we got to talk about what's really going on. And sometimes I like to take like the 30,000-foot view and assess where we are. Like, where is our society, and how has it organized ourselves? And what's really going on? And this list helps me organize my thoughts. But we got transgender queers reading books to our children in grade school. We got vaccines giving everyone autism. And, you know, our dad, my father, Aaron's father-in-law, was at elderly folks' home, and he was going to spend his days out in that place. And they tried to force a flu shot on him, and he called me up one day and said, "If you don't get me out of here, somebody's going to die." because they were trying to force a flu shot on him. And that's where we are. It's not, I know that vaccines are different than flu shots, but they're always wanting to stick a needle in you. They tried to force a TB shot on Mike Parsons here not too long ago, and they ended up strapping him down to a chair and physically abusing him, and they have a marshal that punched him while he was strapped down to a chair. That's just one of many stories that we get from some of these prisoners. We could go as far back as JFK being shot in the head in broad daylight, and how there's no way that the story they gave about that was true and accurate, and we know that they lied to us about that. They've taken away our lawful money. That's the root of all evil, the love of money, right? And that they're manipulating the behavior of mankind on a massive scale. And because they can pay these people, you know, to toe the party line and to toe the government line, six-figure salaries, and their paycheck depends on it, they'll willfully do all of this evil actions to, you know, manipulate society in a negative way. I don't know what you guys think about 9/11, but I certainly think that there was a lot more going on there than we were told, and I don't think that bomb fell because airplanes hit it. I think Richard Gage with Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, which I signed that list years and years ago.
You were one of the first.
I was one of the first engineers to sign it. I have an electrical engineering degree from Southern Methodist University. And Richard Gage, my hat's off to him for in this fight. I guess he'll just die every day putting out videos and information about how we were lied to about 9/11. We know the Oklahoma City bombing, we also were lied to. There's no way a truck bomb did the damage to the Oklahoma City. One of the best documentaries I've ever seen on Oklahoma City was put together by a man named Pat Shannon. I think it's called Forerunner to 9/11. You can get that video on his website, Any World Report, iniworldreport.org or .com. Check them both out because I may not have it memorized properly. But he did a great video on the Oklahoma City bombing. They're putting fluoride in our water to poison us, and they claim it's to protect our teeth, but it's making us stupid. It's lowering our IQ. I told you this was going to be a short list, but it just kept getting bigger as I was thinking about this. But they're filling us full of SSRI drugs, and it's causing school mass shootings. It's causing people to lose their mind. I was personally involved with some of this SSRI stuff where they put a family member of mine on Zoloft, and that family member started talking about suicide, and they never started talking about suicide until they were put on that drug. So I know the effects of that, and I believe that it's very, very negative. Of course, Tom Lacovere Stewart interviewed Wolfgang Halbig a few nights ago. I pray you go back and check out that interview. I also have been investigating that, and my hat's off to Wolfgang Halbig, and I'm just going to say it bluntly, right? Let's not beat around the bush. And it's a horrible thing that we even have to, you know, the government has made it legal that they can propagandize to us, that they can lie to us, and they can create these false news events in order to manipulate our behavior to squelch our First Amendment and to take away our guns. And they've made it legal to do that, right, as a government, you know, intelligence agency activity. So why not shouldn't we question it? But, you know, there's a book written that says no one died at Sandy Hook. I guess that's the holy grail words you're not supposed to say anymore. Because, you know, that's supposedly so offensive. But I got to tell you, the case that Wolfgang Halbig puts out, it certainly looks like there's some very strange things going on with Sandy Hook. And I'll tell you what, if Wolfgang Halbig is right, and these individuals got in front of that camera and lied to the American people and did crocodile tears, and there was no children that died, and that was all some kind of show in order to get our guns, man, there's no penalty harsh enough for those individuals who got paid off to do that. And I got to tell you, the more I look into it, the more I start to side with Wolfgang Halbig, and I got a lot of respect for that man. I could go on and on. We're going to come up on a break. We are going to get to Gary Michael Northington when we come back, and we'll be right back after the break. We'll continue our Labor Day special.
This is the most transparent administration in history.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Mother of the moon, which filled my sails, close the sea of tears, with no provisions.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Media Network with Rudy and Aaron Davis from the Year of Jubilee Weekly Update. Tonight, I'd like to read Proverbs 19:9. It says, "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish."
You know, the father of lies is Satan. Can you imagine the amount of deception you would have in your heart to get up in front of the cameras and to lie about the events of Sandy Hook? I mean, if indeed that is a false flag,
terrible.
I can't imagine the amount of wickedness in all those people's heart that took that money for payoffs. I mean, it's just absolutely beyond my imagination. But let me finish my list of doom here. And there is a point I'm trying to make as I go.
Oh, good.
There is a point. My wife is like, "I don't want you to read it because it's so depressing. I want to talk about positive things." But so we talked about SSRI drugs and school mass shootings, false flags like Sandy Hook. The pedophilia that's rampant not only in the Catholic Church but all over society nowadays. I mean, my goodness. Planned Parenthood is murdering babies all over the country. We ought to do a program on Planned Parenthood, a whole 2 hours on that.
Yeah, we'll get Pastor Broden on. He's the expert.
We talked about the prison industrial complex. That's the purpose of the show, is to bring American political prisoners and bring attention to their causes. We got Waco, and as 26 children, nearly 80 people were dying at Waco. We got men from the government and the FBI and the ATF standing on top of their tanks to take trophy photos. Well, that's exactly what I would do if there's children burning behind me and you got the compound ablaze and you know there's children in there. I would stand on top of my tank and tell my buddy, take a photo of me. I got the children burning in the background. Alexander Solzhenitsyn told us in the Gulag Archipelago that to make it harder when they go for the next guy. See, this whole concept of tyranny, it's pretty common to humanity. We go through it all the time, and we know that they put political dissidents in prison, and so we're going to stand up and speak for them since their voices have been taken away. But Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote a very good book called The Gulag Archipelago, and he said, make it hard for the next guy. All of America should have rebelled when Snowden told us that we lost our privacy and the government monitors all of our phone calls, our emails, where we go, our emails and everything else, websites we visit. We're moving towards a cashless society. Look out for the mark of the beast. It's right on the horizon. We got these new laws coming out to new states all over the country called ERPO, E-R-P-O, Emergency Risk Protection Orders, where a judge can determine you are mentally ill and therefore you're not allowed to own any guns. You know how they're going to determine you're mentally ill? If you believe in the Bible, or you believe Sandy Hook could be a false flag, or maybe you don't believe the government line on 9/11, take away that guy's gun. It's also referred to as red flag laws. We've lost the First Amendment, and while I might not be Alex Jones' biggest fan, Trump, me, buy my vitamins, to take him all off all of social media is a milestone of loss of freedom of First Amendment speech in this country. And then I could talk for hours about Obama's birth certificate. When Trump was getting elected, we had many friends say, oh, when Trump gets in office, he's going to bring forward the fact that Obama put out a forged birth certificate. Yet I haven't heard a word about that. That's my list of doom. And you say, why do you have to go through that? I could spend 2 hours talking about every one of those topics. But if you agree with me on the majority of those topics, maybe you agree with me on every single one of them, then hopefully you'll recognize that maybe out of the 2.5 million people we have in prison, that we got a few innocent ones because our court systems have been corrupted. The prosecutors are incentivized by legalized bribery. Matter of fact, Pat Shannon wrote a book called Miracle in Atlanta. You really need to read it. But I think it's on page 4, if I'm not mistaken. He has a copy of the legal statute that says judges and prosecutors and even defense attorneys are incentivized upon convictions on special situations.
It even gave the figure $25,000 to throw your defense, your defendant, even if you're a defense attorney, throw your defendant under the bus.
Yeah, so if they determine you on the target list, right, you are a sovereign citizen, that can be anything they determine. It doesn't matter if you identify as that or not, but if you are one of those people that incessantly talk about the Constitution, freedom, gun rights, you know, how America is a corporation, you don't like the gold fringe on the flag, and you have a thing about uppercase letters with your name, any sort of things that you might have a belief system, they can target you and say, hey, there's a special incentive to stick this guy in prison for a very long time. We've seen a pattern, Aaron and I have, in this prison ministry, and we see it happening over and over again. But Aaron, we promised to represent Gary Michael Northington the first hour, and could I get you to help me read an article? This article came from Jack McLam in his Aid and Abed newsletter. Praise God for the life and testimony of Jack McLam. And in a 2004 Aid and Abed newsletter, this is what Jack McLam had to write about Gary Northington.
Okay, it says, Gary Northington, in 1968 to 1972, I was in the U.S. Air Force. I worked on airborne launch control centers for nuclear missiles and reconnaissance aircraft, watching the USSR and China. I was honorably discharged. From 1972 to 1977, I worked government contracts in high security areas, including Offutt AFB, where I was once stationed. I also subcontracted to covert government activities for the CIA. Offutt, it's spelled O-F-F-U-T-T, had treatment center for MK Ultra mind control, and I met monarch mind slaves. I specialized in electronic security surveillance and countermeasures. I met, quote, society members who I later learned used the MK Ultra treatment center off to program, inducted adults and donated or kidnapped children. Some society members I met are mentioned in the Franklin cover-up written by John DeCamp. In 1976, Larry King said he intended to have politicians in my or his pocket all the way to the White House. They control politicians by getting them involved in illicit sex and drugs with the MKUltra children. I became privy to child auctions and events where I learned the society's secrets. Problems began when I reported the society's illegal activities to the Omaha police. I didn't know the chief of police was a member. The police then tried to create false criminal charges by planting illegal drugs, sent a burglar to shoot me in my home. He didn't expect me to have a gun, and used other like tactics. For the safety of my family, I left Omaha in 1977. So this goes way, way back. He continues, I have written 8 songs and 4 books that are Christ-based in hope of supporting my wife, Abby. I hope to publish them. Also, if anyone knows where we can buy 7 to 10 acres at low cost in southern West Virginia, please write us. Abby is living in a truck and hopes to soon find a job that doesn't require a number of the beast. Now, this was written back in 2004, so hopefully she's got a place to live now. The last 17 years have been a struggle, but I am able to preserve against the Satanists who unsuccessfully attempted to bury me in silence. My faith in God and His Son, along with the love and prayers of true Christians like and including my friends at Aid and Abet, have kept me. God bless you all. Jeremiah 17:5, Acts 5:29, we will not quit. Sincerely, your brother in Christ, Gary Northington.
Thank you. Thank you, Aaron. That was written in 2004. We're sitting here on Labor Day, 14 years later, and Gary Michael Northington's still in prison. You know what his charges were? Conspiracy to murder.
Wow. What a surprise.
Yeah. We know what Chris Ann Hall had to say about that. That is the prosecutor's best friend. Because to get somebody convicted on conspiracy to murder, you simply have to put one witness on the stand who's willing to lie. And if the jury believes that witness, you're going to prison for a very long time. If you don't believe that's true, ask David Hinkson, who's spending 43 years in prison, on the testimony of one known liar, valor thief, shamed individual named Elvin Joe Swisher.
Yeah, Chris Ann Hall says that's what lazy lazy prosecutors use as conspiracy. They throw as much junk at the wall to see what'll stick. And all they need is one liar. Can you believe that?
Yeah, our justice system, if you don't believe our justice system has problems, then you're seriously missing a proper perspective on the world that we live in. And Aaron and I want to paint a picture that they are coming for the best and the brightest. And Gary Michael Northington was blowing the whistle on satanic ritual abuse and child auctions and these society members that have these satanic rituals where they get together and do mock child sacrifices. And he also knew very much about the MKUltra program. But Gary called me this week. You've already heard him sing one song, and he's a very musically inclined individual. He's also a radio engineer, and I think he had to learn that for the military. But he's got a song called A New Beginning, and it may not be the most popular song on the radio that you'll hear, but I believe it's a joyful noise to the Lord, and I took a lot of joy in hearing Gary sing it over a phone from prison after 30 years. It's called A New Beginning. And I don't know if we have that queued up, but if we do, could we hear that, sir?
Making a joyful noise. That's like us in church on Sunday.
Yeah. As long as you're trying, right? As long as you're trying, that's what counts. But we may not have that queued up. Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
I've got you in the bathroom. I've got you in the bathroom. Sync for the best acoustics, so you're coming through really good.
Far off. Okay. Bum, 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 bum. Bum, 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 bum. Praise the Lord, oh my soul, all my inmost being. Praise his holy name aloud today. Praise the Lord, those on high, all ye holy angels. Praise and shout his holy name today. Jesus was a carpenter who walked upon the water to tell good news on that ancient day. He made the wind his messenger and flames of fire his servant. He sent his spirit guiding us the way. And oh, I love the God within me, the promise that the Spirit gives today, his love within my heart forevermore. The promise of a brand new life his way. God's gift of life saving us for just a moment, asking his promise of a brand new sun-filled day. God's passion and his graciousness for all of those who follow, abounding love will wash your sins away. And oh, I love the God within me, the promise that the Spirit gives today, his love within my heart forevermore. The promise of a brand new life his way. And oh, I love the God within me, the promise that the Spirit gives today, his love within my heart forevermore. The promise of a brand new life his way. The promise of a brand new life his way. The promise of a brand new life his way.
There, I did it all. I don't know if I got it perfect.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That was beautiful.
All right, that's Gary Michael Northington. He's 70 years old. He spent the last 30 years in prison. Officer Jack McLam was advocating for him before he passed away. And would you be able to do that if you had spent 30 years in prison in a hellhole, never murdered anybody, there's no victim, conspiracy to murder? And would you be able to sing praises to the Lord from prison? Because Gary Michael Northington did, and I think he's got a wonderful testimony. It can bring you to tears if you think about it, but I hope that you'll write him. We have his address on our website, and I pray that you drop a postcard or a letter in the mail. Let him know that you care about him. You know, all of his friends, I think the people that he knew as he was growing up, have probably passed on. And so we need to remember our brothers in bonds, just like Hebrews 13:3 says. You know, just recently, Aaron, I think it was, might have been Balt Springs, but Roy Oliver, a white police officer, killed a kid, a high school kid, Jordan Edwards, I believe. Murdered him, convicted of murder. And you know how many years he got? 15?
15.
15 years, and there is, he killed somebody. A whole family is missing their son, and there was no reason for him to murder this kid. There was no, if you look it up, go check out the case of Roy Oliver and Jordan Edwards. But he got 15 years. And yet, a patriot, a Christian, somebody who was exposing satanic ritual abuse, wrote a book about it, has spent 30 years in prison, and there's no body, there's no injured party. There's something terribly wrong with our criminal justice system. You'll hear President Trump talk about, when people get out of prison, we need to make sure they have a good job. Well, I have a issue with that statement. How about we don't have 2.5 million people in prison in this country, and we don't make it a for-profit system so that you have an entire economy that's built on modern-day slavery? And it's horrific what this country has done. And we need to speak out about it as bold men and women of God. And we need to realize what's happening to our neighbors and how our criminal justice system has gotten completely off track. But we're not going to give up. We're not going to give out. We're not going to grow weary in well-doing. We'll be right back after the break.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Welcome back to Resurrect the Republic Truth Media Network with Rudy and Aaron Davis from the Year of Jubilee Weekly Update. I'm going to read you two scriptures here. Amos 5:24 says, "But let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream." Amos 5:15, one of my very favorites. Dun, 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 drum roll. "Hate the evil and love the good and establish judgment in the gate." That's what we're looking for. We're looking for justice.
Amen. You know, you can't fix a problem if you don't acknowledge first that it exists. And, you know, the problem that we have in society today is a lot of people just simply don't acknowledge that we even have a problem. Mm-hmm. But we do have a problem. And we're covering the story of Gary Michael Northington in this first hour. You've heard him sing a couple of songs from prison. Aaron has read from you a portion of what was written in a 2004 article from Aid and Abed from Officer Jack McLam. You can also download up to 33 different letters that we've collected from Gary Michael Northington, who's now 70 years old. And I pray that you educate yourself about him and extend him some fellowship. Extend him a letter. Ask him some questions, whatever you care to ask him. He's a very, very transparent man.
Yeah, especially with SRA and Pizzagate, you know. Now people are really looking into this, and I'm sure he has a lot of information that he could share with you.
I'm sure he does. We're going to get into the case of Lieutenant Colonel Richard Taus in the next hour, and he's an incredible individual, too, written a couple of very, very informative books that I'm going to recommend to you guys. But before we get into that, I wanted to mention a couple of guys on death row that Aaron and I have gotten to know. One of them is a man by the name of Thomas Lane. And the story with Thomas Lane is he was convicted of killing his wife. He's maintained his innocence, but her name was Teresa Lane, and he's on Alabama death row. The story with him is that one of the stories the prosecutor used to help paint him as a very bad guy was that you got to understand who Thomas Lane is. And I don't want to be insulting to Thomas Lane. I hope he wouldn't be insulted to this if he heard me, you know, represent him on a radio station like this. But he's not necessarily the sharpest guy in the room. Neither am I, as far as that goes. But, you know,
I think you are.
Well, I appreciate that, Aaron. But, you know, here's the deal. Thomas Lane is a...
He's lovable.
He's a lovable, good-hearted guy. And the day he, you know, his wife and him were separating, and he went to his friend who he happened to work for, and he said, you know, my wife has passed away. And his friend was named Renee Stiegler. And Renee told his friend, well, you're going to have to arrange for the burial, and you need to go find out if she has any burial insurance. And so Thomas, without even thinking about it, goes up to Walmart, which that's where Teresa worked, and asks about the burial program. Well, that wasn't Thomas's idea to do that. It was Renee's idea. Well, in any event, we're gonna cover this story when we get back, and we're going to tell you about this man on death row, and I hope you stick with us. God bless you, and we'll be right back.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN,
The Republic Broadcasting Network.